This is Benchmark Happenings. Brought to you by Jonathan and Steve from Benchmark Home Loans. Northeast Tennessee, Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol, the Tri-Cities, one of the most beautiful places in the country to live. Tons of great things to do and awesome local businesses. And on this show, you'll find out why people are dying to move to Northeast Tennessee. And on the way, we'll have discussions about mortgages, and we'll interview people in the real estate industry. It's what we do. This is Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Benchmark Home Loans. And now your host, Christine Reed.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another show of Benchmark Happenings. We have a great guest lined up for today, and we have Miss Brandy Perkey, and she is the director of Sullivan County Animal Shelter. Brandy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? It's, I was reading on the website about your animal shelter and what you guys do, and I really was just had no idea of what you guys have accomplished in the Sullivan County area taking care of animals. So thank you for what you're doing. I know we're going to dive into that a little bit more today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, Brandy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get connected to the Sullivan County Animal Shelter?
Well, I've been doing animal welfare for about 10 years. So actually, I started taking care of kids and decided that was not for me. I switched to animals.
Were animals easier?
Yes, by far.
Okay, they don't talk back,
right? They don't talk back. So okay. I had my 9-year-old son and realized, wait a minute, it's time to go back to do something different. So, yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. So now how many children do you have?
I have two, both boys. So they keep me on my feet and traveling all the time with sports. And
okay. And so the oldest is 9?
No, my oldest is 13.
Oh, wow.
That teenage years, I don't know if he's going to make it to 14, but okay. We're trying.
Okay. So, yeah, and just so everybody knows, animals are, well, in a way, they're a little easier.
Yes.
But yes. There's a lot to know about taking care of an animal and having a pet.
Yes, ma'am. So having an animal is just like having a toddler all the time. So
yes.
I don't feel like they ever grow out of that stage.
Yes. But I think that, you know, we'll get into this, but I believe that God put dogs on this planet to teach us unconditional love.
Yes, dogs will love you no matter what. They're always there for you. They can feel the feelings that you're having. If you're having a bad day, they know it. They know when to come and just sit their head on your lap. And, you know, they're just great creatures.
Absolutely. And I told you earlier, so my husband, Steve, he's homesick. So he's having an allergy attack. And Brody, our little Malty Poo, who's 9, aww, he's up there on the bed with my husband, and he won't leave his side.
He knows something's wrong.
He knows something's wrong with Daddy. And that's what we are. We're Daddy and Mommy with Brody. So. So now, how long have you been with the animal shelter, Brandy?
So again, I've been there about 10 years. That's where I actually started my career at. I started out in the cat room, kind of moved to the kennels, worked with the cats again, then back to the office. In 2018, the county took over the animal shelter of Sullivan County in Bluntville, and they asked me to stay on as management. So I stayed. It was a rough change. We had a lot of things that we needed to change about the shelter. It was a very high kill shelter at that time. About 40% of our animals were being euthanized for space. We knew something needed to change.
Wow.
Just a little bit now, we're underneath 3% for euthanasia. So within, you know, a 3-year, 4-year period, we've been able to change that around with all of our protocols.
So you guys went from a 40% rate, right? And a lot of people probably don't understand what that means, Brandy. So kind of explain that a little bit, the what the 40% was, and then where you are at 3% and what that means, a no-kill shelter.
So the 40% were animals that were just being brought in constantly. There were no intake protocols, really no spay and neuter. We focus heavily on spay and neuter. The more animals that we can spay and neuter in our community, the less animals to come into the shelter. So we started putting in a lot of programs. We started doing, again, a lot of spay and neuter, some manage intake. So we were able to care for more. Capacity of care is talked a lot from UT. So that's going to be as many animals versus how many staff you have. We want to give them the best life while they're in the shelter, whether that's being socializing them, getting to know their personalities. It just helps adopters, you know, be able to take them home and keep them versus bringing them back because they, you know, they don't know what they were getting themselves into.
Okay. And so, so that's pretty, to go from 40% to what, 3%?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
In a matter of what, 4 years?
So we started to turn ourselves to be a community outreach shelter. Okay. So instead of a dumping ground for the community, just, you know, not spaying, neutering those animals, we started implementing programs to help with, you know, how to keep your animal. Do you need food? A lot of people were like, I just can't afford to take care of them. I mean, as you know, food's expensive. Cat and dog food's expensive. So we started a food pantry that kind of helps the community keep their animals. We've got our low-cost spay and neuter clinic now. So we're able to say, hey, let's take that litter of kittens and let's fix mom so you don't have to worry about having kittens again. So just over the years, that's really helped us.
Okay. And how many programs have you added to the animal shelter, Brandy? Because I know when I was looking on the website, it was like, I love the idea of the spay and neuter program. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
So the spay and neuter program, a couple years ago, we put in an actual spay and neuter in our shelter.
Oh, wow.
So we have three tables back there. We started out with two.
Mm-hmm.
And UT actually comes out and brings students to do surgeries for us to kind of help with that. They do shelter and community cats. We'll talk more about the community cat program, but these animals, so low cost, if you go to a veterinarian, you're going to spend, you know, $300 or $400. We're able to do it at a lot lower cost. Again, it's a great community need that was there. That can be owned dogs, those, again, feral cats that run outside, those house cats. We get a lot of people that say, well, my animal don't go outside. What if it does get to go outside, or what if it gets away from you? Those types of things.
Right. And what are some of the benefits of having your dog or cat spayed and neutered?
Well, it's being a responsible animal, or I guess a responsible pet owner.
Okay.
So you're not having those multiple litters. Mm-hmm. It helps them, you know, so they're not having, you know, cancer and things like that when they're older. You know, if you say, oh, I'm going to give them away. Well, that's one more animal out there that's going to be populating the community. And Sullivan County has a lot of, you know, animals that are just homeless because of that.
So do we have is there anybody there that a lot of stray animals that are just being picked up and dropped off at the animal shelter, or, you know, how do we help control that?
We get a lot of strays. Okay. So one big thing that we do a lot at the shelter is microchip. So that is a chip that goes like just behind their neck. If they get lost, we can scan that with a scanner. We put that number into a system and it will give us the owner's information. We're able to call and get that, you know, get that pet home sooner. You know, that's our vaccine clinics and stuff. We actually started doing that for free, because that, again, it just gets them back home a lot quicker.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is a great program. Cause I know that, you know, if you lose your pet for some reason, and then I've seen the posters up, you know, please call me. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what are the chances that that little precious animal's going to be found? And I love the idea of the chip.
Yes. Well, and, you know, we post them on social media, as do you know me's, hoping to get them home. But you do have people who don't have social media. So, you know, this is a little bit just that little extra security to help them get home.
Right, right. So are there any other programs that you've added that people need to know about for the animal shelter?
We've got lots of programs. So our community cat program, this is going to be a TNR, so trap, neuter, release is what that stands for. These are going to be cats that are outside. They don't necessarily have to be feral. We've tried to get away from feral. Mm-hmm. So feral meaning, you know, you just can't touch them. Okay. Community cats can be those outdoor cats that you're able to come and pet and things, but don't do well in kennels.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they fix them. They clip a little piece of their ear. I mean, it's teeny tiny to show that they're fixed. They go back out. So if the community, if they're roaming the community, people know they're fixed. So they're not out there populating. We give them a rabies vaccine, and we give them a booster shot. So they're fighting those diseases and not spreading them to the rest of the community cats. We have a lot of people who have colonies. So that's, you know, normally more than 10, that they just feed. So they get them on a feeding schedule, feed them through the day, and then they go out and do their thing. And so it's just nice for them. Cats are not all indoor. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of those. They're free roaming animals. So kind of like your raccoon. I hate to say these raccoon, but you know, truly they like, some of them like to be outside.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have indoor outdoor cats. I have the window downstairs open for them. So they have a litter box, they have food inside, but they're able to go outside and enjoy the sunshine and, you know, lay on the porch. And I don't have to worry about, you know, again, them out there populating Sullivan County.
There you go. And also they're good about having those cats around, you know, little mice, I know little field mice and things like that.
Yep.
Around your house, you got a few cats, you certainly don't see those, do you?
You don't see your mouse, yep. we have our vaccine clinics. So these are done at the shelter. They're mm-hmm. a drive-through service, so you don't even have to get out of your car. We're able to do rabies, flea meds, dewormer, the booster shots, all, again, microchips. These are, again, all done in your car. We do these once a month. Again, low cost. We have a veterinarian. Her name is Dr. Stone. She's wonderful. She works at Appalachian. She volunteers her time to help us with this. She just wants to give back to the community. When we started doing this, I did not think it would take off as much as it did because I didn't think people understood how important it was to vaccinate their animals.
Mm.
There's a lot of people who want to do the right thing, just can't afford it. So this was something, you know, we serve anywhere from 150 to 200, sometimes, you know, a little bit more each vaccine clinic. And this is sometimes a 2 to 3 hour period. So they're moving pretty quickly through there.
So when do you typically offer this clinic? It's once a month. Is it a particular day, Brandy?
It's normally the third Thursday of the month.
Okay.
We do adjust that periodically because she, again, volunteers her time. So if she's got something she's doing that week and can't mm-hmm, get there, mm-hmm. we'll do it, you know, before. If it gets rained out, we'll try to reschedule. We normally don't do this we stop in November until January. January we don't do it. February we start back. It's just too cold. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a drive-through service. Mm-hmm. So I have techs out there that are helping, you know, their hands are cold. And then, of course, you know, it's just sometimes snowing. So, but
right.
Yeah.
That's great. That is a great service. Can anybody just drive up with their pet at this clinic?
Yes. So we actually do not just serve Sullivan County. That is one program that is welcome for Washington County, Hawkins County. We have people who drive an hour to come to our clinics. So there's just a form you fill out mm-hmm. when you first get there, and then we'll move you up to the next tent. That's where you pay. And then once you go to the next tent, that's where our veterinarian is to vaccinate.
Okay. So what is the cost typically for something like that?
Some of our vaccines are $15. The rabies vaccine is $10. So okay. State law requires you to have a vaccine, you know, have the rabies vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that one's $10. For dewormer, that's $5. And we also offer Provecto. That's a big one. So Provecto is a 3 month flea. It's $25. So that's going to cover your flea, tick, even mange and those things. I use that on my animals because I have a hard time remembering every month to give mine theirs. So every 3 months is a lot easier for me.
So would that be, if your pet primarily stayed inside most of the time, would they need that Provecto or is it for all pets, really?
You know, I hear a lot, oh, my pet don't go outside, so they don't need flea meds.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry fleas on your clothes, so you can bring them into your pet. I mean, even if they go out on the porch, they can still get you know, they can still get fleas. So it's very important. Those inside animals still need their rabies shot. They still need their flea meds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So I know I take Brody, and, you know, he gets his update every few months and his little checkup and mm-hmm. stuff. So, but I don't think we've ever done that.
It's really nice. Like I said, I haven't mm-hmm. had any issues putting it on mine. And to know that I only have to do it every 3 months instead of every month is good.
So I know you probably have a lot of people that come to the animal shelter to see the dogs and the cats and, you know, just on a whim, maybe, we would just like to, you know, we think we might adopt a pet. So what would be some advice that you would give to folks out there that maybe they've never been a pet owner, or maybe they had a pet when they were growing up or something? So what would be some good guidelines that you would recommend?
Well, it is a life commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, animals can live, you know, 10, 16, 20 some years, you know. So we get people that will come in and want a puppy, and it's like, do you understand, you know, this is, again, a toddler for life. Mm-hmm. You know, so I make sure they understand that. Come and play with them. You know, we're an open shelter when we're, you know, there for the day. Come and get the animal out, take them out to the play yard, really get to know them. You don't have to make the decision the same day. We've got people that will come two or three times to meet that same animal just to get the vibe of the animal, to see how they're going to do. Understanding that when you come to an animal shelter, you know, these dogs are in kennels, cats are in kennels. They need time to decompress when they get home, meaning, you know, they may go home and they may sleep for a few days, and then they're wide open, and then they may mm-hmm. sleep for a few days. You know, the shelter is a stressful environment for them. We try to get them out two or three times a day, but again, trying to get them home and get them acclimated into your schedule. Kind of say, like, you know, you're starting work for the first time. The first few weeks are just crazy because you're trying to get a routine down. Animals think the same way we do. They're trying to get a routine down. Mm. Another thing is veterinarian care. When they're younger, they don't need as much veterinarian care. They need that yearly checkup, that flea meds, those types of things. As they get older, you're going to have more costs with them. So make sure, you know, you're ready for that when they're seniors. Unfortunately, the animal shelters have a lot of seniors that come to, you know, the shelter. They can't mm-hmm. afford their vet care. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what to do. You know, we try to help with those things, but sometimes, you know, as seniors, it's just hard to be able to afford them anymore.
Yes. So. And the one thing I've learned about, too, is the dental health.
Yes.
Of your pet. So Brody had his teeth cleaned for the first time last year. He was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I was very nervous about having him because they put them to sleep.
Yes.
Right. And I was so nervous about that. But he actually did great. So, I mean, that's something that people probably don't even think about, is to have their teeth cleaned.
And if you have it done, you know, when they start about 5 or 6 and just get them used to having it done, they're not going to have as many problems when they're older. Because mm-hmm. If you wait, you know, when they're 12, 13 years old, they're going to have more teeth pulled. It's kind of like us. I mean, if we don't go to the dentist, we're going to lose our teeth. And then mm-hmm. how are we going to eat and, you know, enjoy the foods that we like? So same thing with them. They wouldn't be able to eat their hard foods anymore. So like humans, we got to keep up with their dental as well.
Yes, and that's important. I think a lot of people don't even think about that for their pet, you know. So, but I know that is. So how would someone get in touch with you guys? What's the website? Is there a phone number? I mean, if they're interested, or if when they want to come and look at the animals, or maybe do a donation, what would you suggest?
So we're in Bluntville, so at 380 Massengill Road, Bluntville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So we're right behind the jail, not too far from Powell's. Everybody knows where Powell's is.
We all love Powell's. No, that's the other thing that's unique to East Tennessee is Powell's.
Yes, not many of those. We have actually ladies that come from UT to do surgeries. They love their cheddar rounds. So we go get them cheddar rounds for them to have when they're first there, because they don't have that up there. So good fact, when you come down here, you got to stop at Powell's and get some cheddar rounds.
Absolutely. So. I love those cheddar rounds. They don't love me, though.
Definitely. Our phone number is 423-279-2741.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is theanimalshelter.org. We keep up with our Facebook page more. So that's the Animal Shelter of Sullivan County.
Okay.
We post all the available animals up there. We post the events that we're having. We post the lost animals up there. So there's a lot of interaction that goes on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And again, just simply coming up, you know, we're there every day except for Thursday and Sunday from 12:30 to 5:30. So you can come and play with them, find your best friend. You can come volunteer. So if you just want to come walk dogs, cuddle kittens, help with events. So we have volunteers that don't necessarily want to come to the shelter. They think it's too heartbreaking.
Mm.
So going to the events and helping getting some of them adopted, or just doing an education, you know, really, you know, push out our programs, let them know what the animal shelter is about and everything that we have to offer.
So you were talking about events. So do you have any events coming up, Brandy?
We have a few. There's a national night out in Bristol where they put that together for the kids going back to school. So they'll have multiple vendors come out. We normally take a dog and a couple cats with us, education stuff, take little goodie bags for the kids. They love their little coloring pages. And you know that we do a lot of events at PetSmart, but exit 7.
Okay.
So we've got a volunteer that goes up there. She takes about 10 kittens. We call her the kitten whisper. She takes these kittens and they're all adopted. And it's amazing how many she can get adopted in a weekend. She just, you know, loving on them, telling them about them. She's really strong about spay and neuter. So if you don't have animals spayed and neutered, you're going to hear all about it. So, you know, she'll let you know.
So if someone adopts a dog or a cat from your shelter, what can they expect as far as are they spayed? Are they neutered? What do they have?
I'm glad you asked. So everybody at our shelter is fixed before they're allowed to leave.
Okay.
We do not allow anyone to leave unaltered. We want to be the solution to the problem. If I let unaltered animals go, they're going to be out here populating, and I'm making more of an issue for our shelter. They have all their vaccines. They'll have a microchip. They'll have flea meds. A dog will actually have a heartworm test. Will have a heartworm preventative. Their Giardia, fecal, which is just their parasites. If they've had any of that, they're being treated for that. So they're getting a perfectly healthy animal from us. You're not having to worry about having to take it to the vet. Again, just following up on that flea meds, that monthly heartworm meds.
Mm-hmm.
I will say before I started the shelter, I didn't understand how important heartworms were.
Mm.
I didn't realize it was a thing in our area. Well, if you don't test for it, you're not going to know it's out there. So we have a full IDEX lab in our shelter. So we're able to test everybody for that. Started seeing a lot of positive. So that's when we're like, okay, so we actually offer that for the community as well. Again, you don't know that it's not something you're going to see in your dog. It's just got to be tested for. So
what are some, tell us a little bit more about heartworms. I mean, I know every month I give Brody, his heartworm medicine. So why is it so important?
Well, heartworms is more of that for, you know, getting the heart. It's crazy. If you don't watch a video, it's crazy to see all the worms that are around the heart. It just helps. It slows them down. That is that inside parasite. So kind of like hooks and whips and tapeworms. There is medicine for that, and just making sure that's staying, you know, treated. And it can be deadly.
So, oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. And so when they adopt an animal, it's, you know, unlike the myth, you know, I've heard before in years past, oh, be careful at the animal shelter, you'll get a sick dog. But that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, if they have, like I said, anything that we can treat for, we're treating for it.
Mm-hmm.
We parvo test the puppies on intake. So if they have that, they're being sent out to the vet into a quarantine to be treated. We don't treat parvo or Pan Luke. So Pan Luke is like parvo in cats. We'll send that to the vet to be treated because animal shelters, there's so many animals and it does spread pretty rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So if it has parasites, anything like that, we're making sure they're given the correct medicine, upper respiratory You know, cats with movement, they can break with upper respiratory pretty quickly. So we try to keep them moved into adoptions and things so they're getting into their forever homes. But if they do have upper respiratory at the shelter, they're being treated for it. So we just try to treat for everything that they can, that we can.
Okay. Yeah. So if I come there and I want to adopt, what's the process, Brandy? What would I need to do?
Well, we want everybody to meet them before before they adopt. So when you come in and you say, that's all right. If you say, you know, I'm looking for my forever friend, and we'll tell you to go back there in the kennels and, you know, look and see what you can find. You'll let some of our staff know who you want to get out. We want you to get out and play with them, make sure it's the right pet for you. We do have an application process. So this just goes, you know, over your basic information. Why do you want a pet? Okay. Do you have a fenced-in yard? That's not a requirement for us, but we do have a few dogs that we're like, they would really benefit from a fenced-in yard. And so we'll kind of look at that, check your vet references. So if you've had those before, if you have any animals unaltered, you know, we don't adopt. And if you have animals that are unaltered, unless it's a medical reasoning that they're unaltered. Again, we want to make sure we're the solution, not so much the problem. Mm-hmm. But it all can be done in the same day. Now, if you're looking at a pet that's not been fixed yet, that's okay. You can still adopt that pet. It just can't leave until, you know, it's altered. We do surgeries about 2 to 3 days a week at our shelter. So it's normally the next day or the day after, you can take them home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is great information. So what would be some of the, you know, any comments or thoughts that you would like to leave us with, Brandy? I mean, I really appreciate you being here. You've shared some great information, and I just love what you guys are doing there at Sullivan County Animal Shelter and your passion for wanting to take care of these animals and just taking care of them in the right way and giving them as much love until they are adopted into a loving home. So what would be some ending comments or thoughts you would like to share?
Well, I appreciate you having me. And you know, we strive at the animal shelter to make sure, you know, we're taking care of the homeless, but to be in a community outreach shelter. Again, the community wants to do the right thing. A lot of them, we just need to help be that stepping stone for them.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some extra time and come and volunteer with us, we're always needing volunteers. I love having the community involved. If you're a family with kids, I know sometimes they're afraid to come because they feel like their kids are going to be in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's teaching them to be a good pet owner as well. We talked about my boys. My 9-year-old comes and plays with the animals. I will, you know, bring the dogs out for him. He'll play with them. I'll get some pictures and videos. He loves cuddling kittens.
Mm-hmm.
He's an animal lover like me. And I'll say he'll probably have a house full when he's, you know, older. But again, just teaching your kids that it's okay to love animals, treat them right. I'm hoping to get into some schools as well to start, you know, discussing some of that as well. But yeah, there's plenty of opportunities for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome to be able to get into the schools. I know in the hospital, I'm a nurse by trade, and I know we used to have the therapy pets that would come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's just lots of studies out there that, you know, having a pet makes you happy.
It does. Yeah.
I mean, it can lower your blood pressure and lower anxiety levels. And I just, you know, just having that pet. And I know there's a lot of therapy pets that, you know, people that raise animals to be that seeing eye dog or from a soldier that's come back mm-hmm. with PTSD that needs that pet, that companion. And it's just amazing. Animals are just amazing, amazing creatures, and how much they contribute and add to our lives.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, Brandy, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you and you being here today. And I love what you're doing there at the animal shelter. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I hope that from this message today, you get lots of volunteers.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Jonathan Tipton and Steve Reed from Benchmark Home Loans. Jonathan and Steve are residential mortgage lenders. They do home loans in Northeast Tennessee, and they're not only licensed in Tennessee, but Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. Our passion is Northeast Tennessee. So if you have questions about mortgages, call us at 423-491-5405. And the website is www.jonathanandsteve.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time on Benchmark Happenings.